in our gospel today from the 18th chapter of John. Well, then Pilate entered the headquarters again, summoned Jesus, and asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" Well, Jesus answered, "Do you ask this on your own, or did others tell you about me?" Well, Pilate replied, "I am not a Jew, am I? Your own nation and the chief priests have handed you over to me. What have you done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not from this world. If my kingdom were from this world, my followers would be fighting to keep me from being handed over to the Jews. But as it is, my kingdom is not from here." Pilate asked him, "So you are a king?" And Jesus answered, "You say that I am a king. For this I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice." It's the gospel of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. Well, grace to you from peace, our God, Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So we are fast approaching Christmas Eve service when we celebrate the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. And the church is going to be packed from one end to the other. The balcony is going to be filled. It's going to be quite a worship service because we recognize that day as a very special day. And I'd say, based on the worship attendance on Christmas Eve, well, I'd say that we get it. We've bought into the virgin birth of Jesus and its importance. And then literally, a couple of months later, we're going to celebrate the resurrection of Jesus, Easter. And the resurrection, the gift of eternal life, the time when Jesus, after being hung on a cross and buried behind a huge rock, suddenly disappears from his tomb and only to reappear with his disciples. Church attendance? Well, it's another big one. They're going to be bursting at the seams around here. All the pews will be full, no doubt. It'll be a glorious worship service. Because even as slightly supernatural that this sounds, well, we still get it, don't we? We get the message. It's important to us. And of course, we believe it. But now, today, Christ the King Sunday, and the attendance, well, you can kind of look around you. It's kind of an average Sunday, isn't it? Yeah, it is. This is the day, however, that we celebrate Jesus Christ as King. King of us all. But it is pretty hard to say whether we get the significance of this day or not. Yet, it's on this day that we are to accept this man who was born of a virgin and who died and was raised from the dead for our sins. We accept that man as our king. One man, human and divine, with very special power. But that just doesn't fill the sanctuaries. So now, are you surprised even a little when you hear of Pilate asking Jesus this question, "Are you the king of the Jews?" Pilate himself is trying to figure out what does all this mean? King? I mean, just like many of us are still wondering today. Jesus didn't look like a king. Certainly not a king like Pilate knew kings. And Jesus doesn't fit the kingly description as we would know it by any means. I mean, we know that in biblical times, those countries produced some of the most horrendous, cruel, and vicious kings that have ever been recorded in history. We know that about kings. We also know that the kings of those times had some pretty special gods with some seemingly special powers. And in fact, their kingdoms were run by invisible forces. For these people, principalities and powers were not something to be ignored. The people of that time placed these gods, you know, behind every single event in the visible world and in control of the destinies of all of humanity. But even though we live in a different time today, I wouldn't be so quick as to dismiss the presence of these kingly special powers in our lives as well. In fact, we could just as easily ask a similar question as what Pilate asked, except the one that we would ask would probably be something like, so who is it that runs this world? Or do we have a king with special powers? Well, how about those huge corporations that we see on TV all the time? Monster, mega-billion-dollar operations. Well, we think of them as power. They're powerful entities. Unbelievable. But about the moment we really expect them to step forward during a time of real need, well, then you start hearing things like, well, you know, we can't really do much. There's forces beyond our control. And when we complain about the fix that the country is in, the United States, financially, you know, our debt, well, we're told that it's the economy, of course, that's to blame. And I've always enjoyed that one, because what does that mean exactly? You know, I can't tell you how many Sunday morning programs that I'm recording right now at home. I record all those Sunday morning shows trying to figure out what on earth are they talking about? Is there some central theme that they're trying to get at? I just like to try and understand what this economy thing is all about that seems to kind of tinker away with us, like with our interest rates and other things. I mean, you can't touch it. You can't touch the economy. You can't feel it. It's not in your grasp, but it affects us all. Well, and there's capital trends, and there's gross domestic product and all that stuff. But you know, now that we're kind of making a little bit of a list of king-like powers that control our life, I'm just going to add three more quick ones, and I bet you guys could make the list a lot longer. I'm going to add terrorism, oil speculation, and a global market. They're all invisible, yet these powers call the shots. Do you ever get the feeling that it's just not, the system just isn't working for us, but it's the system working against us? Our ancestors called them gods. They gave them names. Oh yeah, Mars, Venus, Jupiter. We call them other things like politics, economics, hormones, climate control, weather, and even though we've got theories of how to manage and deal with these powers, I'm not so sure we know much more than our ancestors did years ago about this stuff. Kings are supposed to use their power for the good of the people. And in doing that, they need to have Christ right at the center of all of that. Everything they do. That was the oath that they took. But it didn't happen in Jesus' time. And it's not necessarily happening today either. In fact, with so many things exerting kingly power over us, I guess it's not surprising that Christ the King Sunday is still a day that's kind of treated like all the other Sundays. You know, it's just kind of the same old Sunday. It just has a different name. But that is precisely what Jesus came to fight. He lived and he taught a way of being human that challenged all this stuff. He challenged every earthly concept there was of what it meant to be a king. The powers, you know, will say, live and die for the mighty dollar. And Jesus would say, you can't serve both God and mammon. The powers will say, oh, but Caesar is the most powerful ruler in all the world. And Jesus would proclaim the reign of God, the love of each other, as being the two most powerful things in the world. And when those people didn't listen, well, that's when the powers were unleashed. and usually threatened with military force. All the while, Jesus then took his place willingly as a bleeding lamb on the cross. So perhaps the reason we still struggle with the notion that Jesus Christ is King is because we still listen to some of these weird little powers that are going on. You know, things like lust and greed and fear and all the rest of it. Because those things are still sitting on your shoulder, whispering in your ear. Oh, you must go along with the system to get along with the system. But God saw through all of this, and he gave us one very special king. A king with tremendous power to overcome our weaknesses. We were given Jesus Christ. Not someone who rides this big old horse that comes up over a hill wearing a big white hat, wielding a sword back and forth, trying to scare the daylights out of everybody. No. And not a person who comes from a family of prestige and wealth and power. No. And not even someone who demands that we sacrifice all of our morals in order to fit into society. In giving us Jesus, we were given an opportunity to look God right in the eyes, to actually see our King. God gave us a human king with great power who was very different. This king was not concerned about himself, but only those that he served. Rather novel idea, you might say. A king not focused on himself? Huh. Focused on serving? No. But God gave us a king, you know, that didn't even have a bed. During his ministry, didn't have a bed. Didn't even have a place to lay his head. I mean, there were no fancy robes or jewels or... This was a man who found peace and solace just having a nice meal with sinners. These traits of Jesus may not seem kingly. Certainly not by Pilate's standard, but they're not kingly by our standards either. But the kingly nature of Christ wasn't even fully revealed to us until the day that he was nailed to the cross. In fact, it was his last words that defined the true nature of his king. For this king, you can strip away all that stuff. You can tear away all the pomp and circumstance, all the show and all the public display and demonstrations of power, all the wealth, and perhaps even the last shred of his humanity. But I think when we realize that the man whose birth that we celebrate on Christmas and whose death and resurrection we celebrate on Easter, when we celebrate that man as our king that is given to us to love us unconditionally and bear us promises that no one else can keep, when we realize it, once we get it, well, that's when Christ the King Sunday is going to start growing. And this sanctuary will look very different. Because then we will finally appreciate the full picture, all of it, of what we've been given. The gift of a king born of a special birth, the gift of a king who was willing to die so we might live in hope, a gift that points to peace and love and eternal life. But also, an invitation. And it's an invitation to live each day of our lives knowing that there is no better place to be than in God's glorious kingdom. Amen.